Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Just breathe your name. highly lifted up. Jesus, Jesus, oh,
you are highly lifted up.
Lifted up,
highly lifted up.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Your mercy. Praise your name. We worship you. How great is our God. How great is our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Take preeminence in this service. Have your way in our lives. Spirit of the living God, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Oh, God, we pray your mercies are new every morning. We thank you, oh, God, for your grace and for your mercy. Lord Jesus, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us. Lord, we walk by your spirit and not by flesh. Thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So, Father, come to your throne and we ask you for your mercy. We ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited benefits and breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the benefits. Thank you for the breakthroughs, oh God. We receive those benefits and breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. Let it be manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We worship you in the beauty, your holiness. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Oh, Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Take preeminence in our lives. Oh, take preeminence. Take preeminence in our lives. The living God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, let our minds be renewed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just want to say thank you. I know my Redeemer lives, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. And we worship you. Holy Spirit, touch each and every one that's listening this morning or that will listen. Lord, at another time, give us understanding and revelation of what you're speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, lead us and guide us. Lord, I decrease and let in me. I surrender totally to Jesus Christ. Let his perfect will be done in our lives. Father, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning on this morning. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Good morning in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Yesterday we finished up when Jesus entered Jerusalem. We finished that up, and we talk about the three kinds of persons. Hallelujah, in the body of Christ. And I pray you receive that word and you be your cloak is on the donkey, and Jesus is sitting on that donkey. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So today we're looking at the Saturday. Yesterday was the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, the persecution and crucifixion on the cross. Hallelujah. As many of you may know, the body, he was taken down and put in a tomb, the tomb that has never been used by Joseph. Hallelujah. I want you to really realize the significance of this day. The significance of Genesis 3:15, that the first prophetic word that God spoke about the Messiah, about his son, that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. So when we look at Jesus on the cross, hallelujah, he spoke the seven words, forgive them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. One of those words, I'm sure you've heard it, pastors that preach about it, forgive them, but they know not what they do. Many times God really has to forgive us because we really don't know what we do sometimes. Forgive them. But regardless of all that he went through, he released forgiveness. The second word he spoke on the cross, and he spoke to the thief, one of the thieves, and he said, the thief asked in Luke 23 for Jesus to remember him when he came into the kingdom. He realized who Jesus was. And the other one, of course, cursed Jesus. So the next word was, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. I want you to pay attention to the significance of this. Today, there are sometimes we be presumptuous of people. What? Oh, this person, this will happen to that person, that will happen, and they'll go to hell. No, let me tell you, the Lord will forgive. Hallelujah. Even right on that cross, Jesus extended forgiveness. You see forgiveness the first time. Forgive them, for they know not what they do to the people that crucified, which are the Jews. Actually, they are the ones. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They don't have to. When you don't know what you're doing, you don't have an understanding. You don't have a revelation. You're just doing things. That's why it's really good to pray and seek God. But this was, Jesus had to go through the cross. So the second word is, truly I said to you, today you will be with me in paradise. What is it? You see, forgiveness again. Then when you go to the third word, which is Jesus says to his mother, woman, this is your son. Then he said to the disciple, this is your mother. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus recognizes what? His mother. This is your son. Says to the disciple, this is your mother, because during those days, the older son had to take care of their mothers. And now that he was leaving the world, he released his mother into one of his disciples to be able to take care of her. This is your mother. Hallelujah. That's a privilege for that disciple, and I believe it was disciple John, for John to look after his mother. Everybody said John the disciple who Jesus loved. Hallelujah. He acknowledges his mother. Hallelujah. This woman, this is your son. What do you see there? Do you see that honor he gives to his mother? Even on the cross, he remembers his mom. Many times we walk in life, we don't have respect for our parents. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, thy days shall be long. He has concern, he has come for his mother. Hallelujah. I'm just doing something, I'm getting somewhere. The fourth word is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah, because just imagine we're going through the agony on the cross. He made that decision at Gethsemane. Oh, yes, not my will, but thy will be done. And he's going through all this thing. There's a divine exchange taking place on the cross. But even though he's going through all of that, and he knew that this has to be done, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Though many times he said, my God, why have you forsaken? God hasn't forsaken you. There's victory in your situation. There's victory in your being. There's victory, amen? And God will never leave you nor forsake you. You will feel that way sometimes. But I just want you to remember, he will not leave you nor forsake you. You will feel that way. Jesus felt that way. You see the humanity. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see humanity. The first three, hallelujah. The first two and three we went through. Divinity. And we're coming to see humanity, the human side. Hallelujah. It's a lot of agony. A lot of people don't really realize what Jesus went through on that cross. We just say, oh, Easter or resurrection and Sunday. But we don't know. There's a lot. Read up on the cross. Take your time and read it. word is, I thirst. I thirst. What is he thirsting for? What are you thirsting for? Do you thirst after righteousness? They that thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I thirst. It's to it is spiritual and physical. I love to look at the spiritual part of it. Hallelujah. You remember the woman at the well? He said, he that drink of this water will never thirst again. Hallelujah. Jesus thirsting in a spiritual sense. Hallelujah. He's thirsting. Don't forget his father. Now he has to these things on the cross. He has to go through it by himself. He's thirsting for love and salvation. And he's thirsting right now for us to turn to him, to receive him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he's thirsting for mankind to be saved, to be redeemed. In the sixth word, he said, it is finished. He has finished the course on that cross. And he said, it is finished. What is he saying? Lord, I finished this. It's already done. He's telling the Father, it is finished. I've done it. It is finished. 3 hours of agony and pain. And then the seventh word, into your hands, I commend my spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus is sticking on the tomb. I'm just going to give you a review. I'm not going to the depths of teaching. But this day is so significant. Why am I saying this day? This day is a day of victory. Whatever is happening, I want you to claim the victory for every area of your life. Everybody, we're looking at Resurrection Sunday, which is the day everybody realizes he's resurrected, but he does not just resurrect there. When Jesus is placed into that tomb, this is the time he goes into hell and take the keys of life and death from the hand of Satan. Hallelujah. So this day is a day of victory. In fact, you got to start even from where he said in Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will. You see it. And you see how he goes through it. He finishes his course. He finishes his assignment. Hallelujah. So he puts in that tomb. That's why we can go boldly to the throne of grace. You don't have to do goats and lambs and sheep and all that stuff. Because Jesus' blood made atonement for us once and for all. Remember, he said to Mary, do not touch me. I have to go. I haven't gone up to my father. He takes his blood and puts it on the altar that is up in heaven, making atonement. There's that one high priest, Jesus Christ, paid the price for us. Hallelujah. So many times we look at resurrection. We don't look at it in the depths of as we're supposed to. We put our pretty dresses on, go to church, beautiful hat, But there's a deep meaning, because why? Genesis 3:15 was fulfilled. No. You can go boldly. You can call on Jesus anytime, 24/7. But those of you who still getting goats and cows, you're just wasting your time, because the goats and cows and the sheep will not make it. They are animals. They can't do it. What will this? The blood of Jesus speaks better things. What will the goat say? Bad? The cow? The sheep? Moo? Whatever? No, Jesus paid it all, the perfect sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. This is what you know, that every promise of God is yes and amen. And he paid it. He went through a lot. But he paid the price. Hallelujah. And this is a time to celebrate. Letting Jesus know, Lord, I love you. You don't love him because he gave you things. You don't love him because he paid your bills. You don't love him because he saved your life. You got to get into that intimate love with Christ. That sacrifice he made. He made it for everyone, for God so loved the world. God sent his son for everyone, that ultimate sacrifice. That's why I can't understand. There are times I can't understand certain things in the kingdom. The things that Jesus went through to save us, to redeem us. That ultimate sacrifice. I don't know about you, but just to think about what he went through, the nails in his hands. Look how he was crucified on that cross. You need to let a doctor give you a detailed description of what he went through physically on the cross to redeem us. There's a divine exchange. But do you believe, there's an article in the new magazine that I have, that AM magazine for the spring. Do you believe this lady wrote in the article, Dr. Stevens, do you believe in the resurrected one? Do you believe in the resurrected one? That's a question. Or this is just a hard thing, you know, fanfare. Do you believe in the resurrected one? Do you truly believe in him? Or is it just a party or think about it? Jesus paid that price for us. He gave his life to save us. Hallelujah. The cross is the greatest on earth. On earth. On earth. When the enemy thought he had won, Jesus went right down into hell and received victory. That's the victory we walk and we live in. From us to the keys of, from the hand of the enemy. Went up into it and made atonement by his blood. A pure, the perfect lamb. Worthy is the lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Let us get ready for the Holy Communion this morning. Get your juice, your water, your crackers, and just reflect on all that was masked that the Savior did for us. And let us appreciate what he's done. For we were born, he paid the price. Even before our parents was born, the price was paid. Even before our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were born, he paid the price. And for the future generations, the price has already been paid. Once and for all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. We thank you that you paid the price once. And you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So we do not take this communion lightly. Oh, God, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus, we surrender our lives to you. Lead us and guide us. Show us what to do and what not to do. Our Lord, you are our Lord and Savior. We love you, Jesus. And so we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. Let's get our communion ready in Jesus' name.
Jesus did it all. Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. Now I am free. Jesus did it all. Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. Now I am free.
Jesus did it all.
Hallelujah. We're not going to take the Holy Communion without confessing if we have sinned and fallen short, I know we did it in the beginning, but we pray that the Holy Spirit search our hearts. And if there's anything in us that do not bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus, we ask God for his mercy to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift the Holy Sacrament up to you. Oh, we thank you for the blood, your blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that because of your blood, boldly to the throne of grace, we can have a relationship. We can be reconciled with the Father. We thank you. We ask you, Spirit of the living God, to touch each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch their hearts and their minds. In the name of Jesus. Father, that even as we take this Holy Communion, oh God, there will be transformation within our spiritual life, oh God. This is not just a routine on Saturday, but it's to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus and to remember what he did on Calvary for us. Father, we hold that thirst after your righteousness and fill us up to an overflow. So we ask you, Almighty, to breathe on the Holy Sacrament, turn it from the natural to the supernatural. As we receive the communion, we speak healing to the body, to our bodies. We command our bodies to come into alignment with the Holy Word of God. And heal our hearts, those unforgiveness, bitterness, anything that is within us emotionally that's hindering our relationship. Father, intervene. We surrender totally to you. So, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Receive it with faith and trust in you, knowing that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, knowing that we can always come to you 24/7, knowing, empowering us to do your will, loving God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, loving our neighbors as ourselves. Thank you, Lord. We claim all the breakthroughs and the unlimited benefits of the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, amen. For I receive of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. To the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread or your wafer that represents the body of Christ. Same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. His 2 years open as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, but this special Sabbath morning, as we remember what you did on the cross, Christ, we just want you to know how much we love you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour of our lives. We cannot make it without you. We acknowledge who you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We acknowledge you, Jesus. And not only do we acknowledge, we accept you as our Lord and Savior in our lives. We want to know you more and more and grow deeper and keep our focus on you. Thank you this morning. Every day we say thank you. We love you, Jesus. And Father, we give you the glory. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance and restoration. We thank you for empowerment. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for provision. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, as we come into your presence, we ask you, Lord, to lift up the offering this morning. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord, to multiply it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Bless it, breathe on it, let it be used for the kingdom of God to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. We pray most importantly for us to go out into the world and preach the gospel, to let others know about Christ. Let the spirit of evangelism rest upon each and every one of us. Not only do we tell others about Christ, but we live for Christ. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost who is leading and guiding us. We thank you that we can hear your voice and follow your voice. We thank you for your wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us. We are weak, but you're strong. Father God, you strengthen us in every step we take. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you and we bless your name. So, Father, as we leave this morning, we're not leaving your presence. Let your presence be with us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, I pray, oh, God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Father God, that, Lord, that you will do something tangible in their lives, in the lives of their children and their family, that they will have a testimony and say, if it is only God who did this, and no man will get the glory, but only God. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the dominion anointing that we walk in. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. And those who do not know the identity in Christ Jesus, I pray that they will come into that knowledge of knowing who they are in Christ Jesus. So bless each and every one of us this day. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Each and every one of you, your household, your children, to receive this special blessing, double portion for yourself and your family. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen.